How confident is the government that the pandemic will eventually pass and the economy will rebound and life will return back to normal?
We don't want to speculate on the severity of this situation. You know, the virus continues to evolve and it's an evolving situation. What I am confident is that our government is working hard on all levels to collaborate and make sure that Canadians are safe, that Canadians are protected, that our healthcare system is working diligently, as well as that we're putting in steps in place to make life easier in terms of this state of panic that we know that people and businesses are having difficult times, and our government is taking all the steps that we need in terms of collaborating with all levels to make sure that we're addressing this situation properly. Well, I think that, you know, the steps that we're taking today are important ones. You know, our government was listening to our caucus, and we were hearing from small businesses saying that a 10% wage subsidy wasn't enough to get us through these hard times. And so one of the biggest things is we're providing a wage subsidy of 75% to make sure employers can keep employees on payroll. You know, we're creating business loans. We're giving small business loans of $40,000 interest-free for 1 year that are guaranteed by the government, and incentives if they pay off early. You know, we're making $12.5 billion available to support businesses with operational cash flow gaps, as well as, you know, deferring the taxes on GST and HST during this time. And so all of these are trying to help small businesses weather the storm here. And, you know, we don't know how long we're going to be in this situation, but it's safe to assume that we're looking at least 12 to 16 weeks before we see some resemblance of a normal life again. I think every community is different. What I'm hearing is that, you know, that people are taking this seriously, you know, but we think Canadians are doing the right things, but we're also telling them to continue to take this seriously. This isn't the time to say we're going to be okay. This is the time to be precautious, stay home, and, you know, if at all possible, make sure that when we're looking at the protecting the elderly, protecting the vulnerable, that we're staying home and continuing following what the government is telling us. We're just telling people to stay away from other people. You know, I live about 300 yards away from the Bridora Lake, and I take some walks there with my son daily. I mean, no one else is around, and so, you know, there's nothing wrong with being in nature, but as long as you're staying home and not, you know, staying away from the stores and staying away from places that, unless you absolutely need to, you know, the coffee shops that will be around when we're after 12, 16 weeks, and just to, you know, use the phone, use Skype if possible, and just keep yourself as isolated as you can. And, I appreciate all the sacrifices that we're making, because what I've been telling people is this is a global war that we're fighting, and it's not soldiers on the front line this time, it's our healthcare workers. So by staying home, by self-isolating, we're giving our healthcare a chance. Our healthcare system a chance. We're giving the doctors, the nurses, the researchers, the first responders a chance, because when this pandemic hits us harder, that we're going to need, you know, all of the sacrifices that we're making now are the ones that are important, that are going to save lives in the future.
What would you like to say about the volunteers? You mentioned the healthcare professionals, of course. There are some volunteers. They're offering their services on Facebook and social media to pick up groceries for elderly people and their neighbors, and of course, the people who must work, who are deemed essential workers at this time.
Well, one thing that I know, that I've come to learn about Cape Bretoners, is that you know, while we don't have much, we've always taken care of each other. We've always taken care of our neighbors. We've always been compassionate for fellow Cape Bretoners, and I think that's what needs to continue. But the biggest thing is, you know, thanking those people on the front lines, the healthcare providers, but also those in essential services, you know, who are at the grocery stores, the truckers, everyone out there that's doing their part to continue to work. I just want to thank them. But also, you know, we need everyone else who can work from home and who just can stay home, stay home. And, you know, I heard the premier saying that, you know, restaurants will be able to deliver food with wine and with alcohol now. And, you know, that helps people, you know. I think that that's something that I might be looking at on this Friday evening, is just getting delivery and having a nice glass of wine with some food that's from a local restaurant. You know, if we just continue to support each other and support the small businesses by using delivery, by using online if we can, and by just staying home, that we can weather the storm, and that, you know, we can get back to being normal in 3 to 4 months if we can.
What are some of the areas where the government believes we can be doing more to prevent the spread of coronavirus? Of course, there's social distancing. And are there any other suggestions aside from hand washing as well?
You know, just staying informed and continuing to wash your hands, be cautious. But basically, you know, for all of the updates on what the government is doing, you know, I have got my Facebook page and all of the updates, whether it's the, you know, the $500 per week that we put in the Canadian Emergency Response Benefit or the extra money that we're putting towards the child benefit, $300 per child, or the GST credit to low and modest income families. These are all things that we continue to put on the internet and use Facebook as a reliable source that are coming from various government pages. These are the best sources of information, and I think if people stay informed, they're going to be relieved to know that the governments are working at a rate that's just, I've never seen collaboration like this between provincial, federal, municipal, and Mi'kmaq governments. And, you know, right now is a time we're all Cape Bretoners, and we're all looking out for each other, not just in Cape Breton, but all across Canada. I've seen collaboration in my daily conversations. I'm calling all MLAs and, you know, the municipal leaders, and just, you know, we're all working together, and we're all working, you know, with one purpose in mind, is that to save lives. And as well, and I just want to tell people, if you, for the most recent updates, they can go on my Facebook page, and I continue to, once I get the information from the government, I continue to share it.